Leviticus 25 and verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." And I'd like to welcome you this morning to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. This is Pastor Wynn Greer. I'm the pastor of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. This is a ministry of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. I'd like to take a moment to invite you to come and to visit with us in any or all of our services. We have a Sunday morning Sunday school for all ages at 10 a.m. and then our Sunday morning worship service at 11. Second and fourth Sunday nights, we have our Sunday night service at 6 p.m. And then every Wednesday night, we have our midweek prayer and Bible study, and that's at 7 o'clock. And we are on Baird's Creek Road, just above the Willow Creek Golf Course. We're just a few miles out of the town of Boone, and we'd love for you to come and be with us in any of our services. Now, we're not going to be there this Wednesday night because we're moving our midweek prayer service to Friendship Baptist Church, and maybe just announce this for those that do go to Mount Lebanon to remember. And we're moving our midweek prayer service this Wednesday night, tomorrow night, to Friendship Baptist Church. And that is located, you have to go to Trade, Tennessee, and turn right at the Trade Post Office on Highway 88. And I'm guessing it's about 4 miles out through there. You go back into North Carolina, and Friendship is actually in Zionville. But anyway, little geography lesson there. But their service starts on Wednesday night at 7:30. And the reason we're moving our service over there is because I'm preaching in revival over there this week. And we'd love for you to come and be with us tonight even. It's October the 4th, and I'll be there tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 is when their service starts. So lots going on. I've had a busy couple of weeks and had a couple of revivals, and we've got revival coming up at Mount Lebanon later on this month. And so I've had some throat issues. I think it's I'm going to blame it on the goldenrod. Just pick one thing is as good as another, but maybe this cold snap, and we'll have a frost one of these mornings, and I believe that'll take care of that. So we've been busy. But anyway, I'm glad to be here today. And good morning, Noah. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
It's good to be here.
It is.
Go ahead.
We've not really spoke today about the radio broadcast. We've not crossed paths yet. So I'm really saying good morning to Noah.
Yeah.
But anyway, good to see you.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be here. We want to say how much we appreciate all our listeners that we have. Those who listen in on right here on AM 1450 WATA right here in Boone, and also those who are listening in on AM 690. WZAP in Bristol, Virginia.
We do appreciate all of our listeners, and some of you may not realize it. Some of the listeners on WZAP may not realize it, but we do have this broadcast on both stations. We are live in the studio on Tuesdays on WATA, and then on Saturday mornings at 9, this is a rebroadcast from that previous Tuesday. So it's hard for me to think into the future like that. I'm going to begin today. We've been sort of taking up a few different subjects here on the Blessings of Liberty, but today I want to begin by reading in Psalms chapter number 64. And there's just 10 verses in Psalms chapter number 64, and I'm going to just read all of them today. I believe it would be good for us. But what I want to talk about today is a subject that would come under the heading of a current event. I want to show you, and I want us to look today in the Bible and in the newspaper. And in the Bible and in the newspaper, you say, what do they have in common? They have a lot in common. The Bible, being prophetic, is as up-to-date, many times more up-to-date than even the newspaper is. But I'm going to talk about a current event that is going on in our nation and around the world. And just let me read a couple of headlines to get us started this morning. This is from the October 3rd Winston-Salem Journal. And on the front page, there's a headline. and maybe you know about this and maybe you don't, but we'll talk about it today. Wall Street protest movement growing. Activists camped out in New York. Hope the effort takes off nationally. And so we're going to be talking today about this Wall Street protest that is going on. And then today's headline in the Winston-Salem Journal said this: Wall Street protests spread across U.S. Demonstrators march and camp out to decry corporate greed. And along the same lines, I don't know if I'll get into it today, but it will tie in right beside of that. It says same-sex marriage pushed. Gay rights group uses license effort in campaign. And that's something we're going to hear a lot about in the next several months. Noah is available to get on the internet over there on his side of the broadcast studio. And this Wall Street movement, they actually have a website, and I guess you would type in something, Occupied Wall Street. They have a live stream going on now. You can go on the internet and just watch what's going on up there. And it's very, very interesting what's going on in the world today. But what I'm going to talk about today is a word that we find in the Bible, and the word is the word insurrection. Insurrection, Psalms chapter 64 and verses 1 through 10. You know, even the Bible talks about insurrection. And the Bible says there, "Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who wet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded, so they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory." And it talks there about the insurrection of the workers of iniquity and how they plan and how they scheme and how they attempt to overthrow. But it also gives the other side. It says God will fight against them and he will have the victory in the end. And in verse 10, "The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright shall glory." But it's very interesting there that the Bible talks about and actually gives a very vivid description of the workers of iniquity and the counsel of the wicked from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Now, I want to give you a definition for what that word insurrection means. And you'll see how it ties in with what's going on up in New York and Wall Street. And now today and yesterday, it's spread to other areas of our nation. The word insurrection in the Hebrew language means just simply this: a tumultuous crowd. It's translated sometimes as the word rage. As an example would be, in Psalms chapter 2 and verse number 1, it says, "Why do the heathen rage?" And so it gives us the picture there of a crowd, a tumultuous, a crowd that is rioting and raging and protesting and occupying plazas or parks or Wall Street or whatever the case might be. Webster's dictionary gives the definition of the word insurrection as a rising against civil or political authority. the open and active opposition of a number of persons to the execution of law in a city or a state. Now, this is a very interesting subject to me. Last winter, I believe it was in the month of March, if I remember correctly, but I preached a message, and the title of it was The Coming Insurrection. And when I preached that message, there were a few things going on in the nation and in the world at that time. There were the beginnings of uprisings in the Middle East, and also the occupation of the state house in the state of Wisconsin was going on at that time. And I said in that message, from the Middle East to the Midwest, we were seeing in our country at that time, just a few months ago, tumultuous crowds, days of rage, uprisings, opposition that has literally filled the airwaves all summer long. Those uprisings that began last winter, now they even have a name for them. It's called the Arab Spring. And maybe you keep up with the world news, and maybe you don't, but I'll tell you, all spring and all summer long, there has been continual unrest in the Middle East, in Libya, in Egypt, in Yemen, in Jordan, in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Palestine, in Israel. They've had risings up in all of these countries, not just one or two, but in all of these countries in the Middle East. And that's been in the news. These events that I preached about several months ago, they have not decreased, they have increased. Not only have we seen these things going on in the Middle East, but Greece has had riots, they have had protests, they have had marches, they have had people in the streets burning cars, attacking the police, throwing firebombs. These things have gone on in the country of Greece. Italy has seen its share as well. Greenland has seen, the country of Greenland has seen riots and oppositions and uprisings. London, just a month or so ago, the whole city was on fire. Protesters going out into the street, looting shops. This has been in the news all summer long. And now in America, we see, and even in America, there's been different things that have went on this summer. But this Wall Street protest, this Occupy Wall Street, it's interesting to me. It's in the news. It is spreading. It started September the 17th with just a few protesters, and now the protesters are getting more and more organized, and it is spreading to different places. I'll share some of that with you in this article from today, and I want to read just a little bit from this article to give you sort of an idea of what is going on if you're not familiar with it. But it says demonstrators march and camp out to decry corporate greed. It said protests, this is from New York, the Associated Press, protests against Wall Street spread across the country Monday as demonstrators marched on Federal Reserve banks and camped out in parks from Los Angeles to Maine in a show of anger over the wobbly economy and what they see as corporate greed. In Manhattan, hundreds of protesters dressed as corporate zombies in white face paint lurched past the New York Stock Exchange, clutching fistfuls of fake money. In Chicago, demonstrators pounded drums in the city's financial district. Others pitched tents or waved protest signs at passing cars in Boston, St. Louis, and Kansas City, Missouri. The arrest of 700 protesters on the Brooklyn Bridge over the weekend galvanized a slice of discontented America, from college students worried about their job prospects to middle-aged workers who have been recently laid off. Some protesters liken themselves to the Tea Party movement, but with a liberal bent, or to the Arab Spring. They liken themselves to what is going on in the Middle East. It said demonstrators who brought down the Arab Spring, demonstrators who brought down rulers in the Middle East. Somebody said, Stephen Harris, he's a laid-off truck driver from Kansas City. He said, I felt this way for a long time. I've really just kind of been waiting for a movement to come along that I thought would last and have some resonation. Harris and about 20 other people were camped out in a park across the street from the Kansas City Federal Reserve Building, their site strewn with sleeping bags, clothes, and handmade signs. Some passing drivers honked in support. Then it goes on, it says the Occupy Wall Street protest started September 17th. I have turned a page here. It said what we're calling for is full federal equality, and we're sending a very consistent message that these laws are, that are on the books right now, and they're immoral. I'm reading from the wrong thing there. Said they tried to pitch tents in front of the New York Stock Exchange. Since then, hundreds have set up camp in a nearby park and have become increasingly organized, lining up medical aid and legal help and printing their own newspaper, the Occupied Wall Street Journal. And it goes on and it talks about these protests and how that they are becoming more and more organized and how that they are hoping that this will spread across the United States of America. I remember back in the winter when they were protesting and occupying the state house in Wisconsin, and the demonstrators there, some of you may remember, they stayed for, I can't remember exactly now, but it was a week or 2 weeks, and they tried to get them to leave the state house. They would not leave. They said it's a safety hazard. We need to clean the building. They tried everything to get the protesters out of the state house, but they stayed right there and they camped and they spent the night and they waved signs and they chanted. And one of the things I noticed were signs and people chanting, and they were saying, this is what democracy looks like. And if you'll remember, what they were protesting was the cut in state employees that they were going to have to pay for part of their health insurance, was what mostly that was all over, and the union was going to have to chip in and pay part of it anyway. But anyway, they went in there and they chanted, this is what democracy looks like. And you know what? Technically, they're right. That is what democracy looks like. Democracy is mobocracy. Democracy is, it sounds good, but actually it's, when you see it in full-fledged, unhindered, unharnessed power, it's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. We don't want to be ruled by mobocracy. The United States of America is not a democracy. We are actually a republic, and this is something we've talked about many times here on the Blessings of Liberty. America is a republic, which means a rule by law. And the rule by law that we have is the United States Constitution. When we say the Pledge of Allegiance, we say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. Our nation is a republic. We have a rule by law. The law of the land is the Constitution of the United States. Our elected representatives take an oath to, they say, I state your name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That is what they are supposed to do. If we devolve into a democracy, a democracy is a majority rule. It ends up in a mobocracy, which never, ever works. James Madison said this in the Federalist Papers about democracies. He said, democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths. So our early forefathers, they recognized that a democracy was not a good thing. We need to have rule by law. last January in the State of the Union address that Mr. Obama gave. I watched that, and I watched the response, the opposition response to that, and I noticed that in that Mr. Obama referred to America. He talked about our democracy, and the representative that gave the rebuttal, Mr. Paul Ryan, he talked about our republic. There's a huge dividing line in our nation on how people see things. But I talk about a insurrection today, and I bring up what's happening in the United States and other places in the world. There is a little book, and I'm not necessarily recommending that you run out and buy this book, but I first became aware of this book. Glenn Beck talked about it on his program when he used to be on Fox, and I had a friend that he ordered this book, and the name of this book is The Coming Insurrection. And in this book, now, it is a plan to overthrow society as it is. And this little book actually was used as evidence in the country of France, because they used this book and promoted this book over there, and there are those that tried to overthrow the government and bring about anarchy in society, and this was the blueprint. And the name of this book is The Coming Insurrection, and it is about overthrowing society as we know it and doing it right now. I've read it two times all the way through, and then I've referred back to it several times. The key words in this little book are the words communism, democracy, solidarity, rage, crisis, revolutionary, youth, workers. Here's what the back cover says in this book. It says, it's useless to wait for a breakthrough, for the revolution, the nuclear apocalypse, or a social movement. To go on waiting is madness. The catastrophe is not coming. It is here. We are already situated within the collapse of a civilization. It is within this reality that we must choose sides. Now, I want to share a passage or two from this book with you today, and I believe you'll see that what is going on in New York and in the Middle East and in different places in our world, the plan, the organization for that comes out of this book. There are those. And my time will get gone today. I didn't realize how quickly it was getting by, but there are those in society that would love to see society as we know it overthrown. And they'd rather see us in a state of anarchy. And they're against everything. They're against the government. They're against Wall Street. They're against the banking. And I mean, there's nothing sacred to them. Anyway, just a few examples out of this book would give us a good picture of what they're all about. One is talking about in November 2005 in France, there was a string of fires. And these people got together and they organized and they would go here and they'd start fires. And of course, they were arrested because of this, and they should be. But democracy in its pure form has no respect for personal rights, and they'd just soon burn down your house or your business to make a statement as anything else. But it says in this book about this, it said people can burn cars because they are mad, but to keep the riots going for a month while keeping the police in check, to do that, you have to know how to organize. You have to establish complicities. You have to know the terrain perfectly and share a common language and a common enemy. Mile after mile and week after week, the fire spread. New blazes responded to the original ones, appearing where they were least expected. The grapevine can't be wiretapped. And what they're talking about there is not just causing anarchy or trouble, but having a common enemy and coming together and doing something. getting organized. And that is exactly what is going on in New York on Wall Street. They're coming together. They're organizing. They have their own newspaper called Occupy Wall Street. And I think this is sort of, I don't think funny is the word to say, but I got a copy of the Wall Street Journal this morning. And I noticed that in the Wall Street Journal has nothing to say about the protests that are going on Wall Street, but there is a newspaper that they have called Occupy Wall Street. And so they can ignore it, and that's what they're doing, these hundreds of people outside there. But I'm just sharing some things with you that's going on in the world today. It goes on and it says in this book, it says, the era of states, nations, and republics is coming to an end, and the country that sacrificed all its vitality to these forms remains stunned by the fact. The trouble caused by Jospin's simple sentence, the state can't do everything, allows us to imagine the reaction when it becomes clear that the state can no longer do anything at all. The feeling that we've been tricked is like a wound that has becoming increasingly infected. It's the source of the latent rage. And if you read about these people going to these protests, they're fed up, they're put out with everything, and they just want to by force make everything in their lives better. But I'll tell you, that's not how we make things in our life better. And I want to be clear, I'm not promoting these protests and things that are taking place. I'm saying it's very dangerous when our society begins to fall apart and people protest and in a violent way, in a way that upsets, and they're doing small things now, but in other countries, they're burning businesses and cars, and people are being killed, and it devolves into a very ugly thing. So I'm not promoting this. These people are all about tearing society all to pieces, and I know that we're not a perfect country by any means, but I do believe a great many of our problems could be solved if we would return to our United States Constitution and the godly principles upon which we are founded. And that is today our only hope, really. But I'm a Bible believer, and I do believe the Word of God is true. And, you know, there's an old saying that we have that says, or goes like this, talking about being able to read the handwriting on the wall. And you know, the handwriting on the wall, that phrase comes from the Bible. It comes from Daniel chapter number 5, and it is talking about the fall of a kingdom. There was a wicked king over there, and his name was Belteshazzar, and I'll not have time to get into all that today, but that's where that phrase, the handwriting on the wall. And you know, the Bible talks about that in the last days, they're going to be like this. There's going to be a resurgence of the nations seeking after democracy. Now, in Revelation chapter number 3, there's 7 churches over there in chapter 2 and chapter 3. And over there they have, in those two chapters, those 7 churches, the last church, the church that is just before what we refer to as the tribulation beginning, is the Laodicean church. And it is a good picture of how society is in the last days. They say to the Lord, we're rich, we're increased with goods, we have need of nothing. That's the majority attitude towards the Lord today. But that word Laodicea, it means this. It means the rights of the people. And as we think about that, do you know that's what democracy is? Democracy is the literal meaning of it, the majority of the people standing up and rebelling and rioting and opposing those who are in authority. So in the last days, we know that there's going to be a resurgence of a way of thought and thinking that would be referred to as a pure democracy, which falls into a mobocracy. So we're not afraid by these things, but we need to be aware of these things. It's very interesting of the day and the time in which we're living in. Paul told Timothy, he said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Dangerous times are going to come in our country. We shouldn't be afraid of these things. We should be aware of these things. If you are a true believer in the Lord, you have no need to fear. You have no need to worry. God is in control. He has told us these things will come. But I believe we need to be aware and interested and knowing what is going on, so that we might be a help and a blessing to others who maybe they're afraid during this time. And so put your trust in the Lord. He knows what's going on. Thank you for listening. Look, watch what's going on. So interesting, the day we're living in. Pray. Noah's going to give you the contact information. Go ahead, Noah.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to reach us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org.